His check on stores we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. A proposal that would legalize marijuana in Connecticut was up for discussion yesterday. Governor Ned Lamont spoke about his proposal during a roundtable event with state and local officials, business leaders, community advocates, and criminal justice experts. Lamont said his proposal would responsibly and equitably legalize and regulate adult use of marijuana in alignment with neighboring states. Quoting here, "We have been talking about this for ages, and I think now is the time," end quote. Lamont said Connecticut should let adults use marijuana in what he calls a carefully regulated way. The new Dover superintendent, David Fine, is looking to work with the school community. He said much of what he heard from the Dover School District officials regarding educational objectives was reminiscent of the work he had been doing for the past year, keeping schools open for students in the Greenboro-Northcastle District. Quoting him, "It was evident that in the interview process there was a lot of alignment relative to student-driven success, focusing on the whole child, their social, emotional, academic needs, and passion for equity and excellence." Fine, on April 19th, will take the reins as Dover Union Free School District Superintendent, succeeding Mike Tierney, who announced his retirement in May. He began his career in education in East Ramapo as a special ed teacher, then an assistant principal in Putnam Valley. He served as a principal, assistant superintendent, and superintendent in Peekskill over the course of 10 years before abruptly resigning from superintendent's role in 2017. He comes to Dover after serving as an assistant superintendent of curriculum and instruction for Greenburg Northcastle and as principal of Kenneth Clark Academy. Sheffield has delayed their vote on the proposed commercial pot farm amid fierce opposition and grilling from residents into the night. The town's planning board Wednesday delayed a decision on a permit for outdoor cannabis farms in Ashley Falls. The board moved its discussion and possible vote to March 10th for Wiseacre Farms' plan to grow a 95,000-square-foot marijuana crop at 286 Bolikoff Road for wholesale distribution. The 21-acre parcel lies both in the general business and rural district. Joan Pisecki, co-owner with Anthony Bowen, said the Ashley Falls farm would be one of the largest outdoor cannabis cultivation ventures in Massachusetts, employing between 5 and 12 workers, with the most during harvest season months. In response to a question, they admitted it was possible there could be more than 12 employees if needed. Right now, Wiseacre operates a 5,000-square-foot outdoor grow in West Stockbridge. An expected guilty plea in the burning of the Biden-Harris campaign display in Massachusetts has been postponed for 1 week. The court postponed the hearing because of a scheduling conflict with the judge who's been handling the case. According to the district attorney's office, the defendant, Lonnie Durfee, is now scheduled to appear in Central Berkshire District Court on March 3rd. He pleaded not guilty in October to the charge of burning personal property stemming from the October 9th incident when fire tore through the large display made of stacked plastic wrapped hay bales that read Biden-Harris 2020 at the Holiday Brook Farm in Dalton. Newly released report identifies key differences in remote and hybrid learning experiences. Nearly half of high school students learning from home are not on pace to graduate. That according to a new report issued this week looking at inner city schools. Parents and students say they're not surprised because they've seen those difficulties firsthand. School officials say they've already made changes to fix problems, but parents say the only real solution is to get kids back in school. Jose Rios chose online learning this year, saying he didn't feel comfortable going into school. But he also said it's been much harder to keep up. He's not alone. A new study by Rise Network found only 54% of high school students learning remotely are on pace to graduate. That's compared to 74% of classmates using the hybrid method. Some meetings coming up in our area. The Energy Environment Commission in Sharon is scheduled to meet today at 5:30. In Falls Village, the regular meeting the Planning and Zoning Commission is set for 7 p.m. Coming up on Friday, a super supper. It's going to happen each month, but it's coming up this Friday at the Congregational Church, Library Street in Salisbury. Pick up from 3:30 to 5:30. Supplies are limited. You're asked to order ahead. Email your name, phone number, and number of servings to salisburycc21@gmail.com. Local delivery is available if you aren't able to get to them. So meetings coming up tomorrow, Heat and Eat at the United Congregational Church in Cornwall. Race, the Power of an Illusion, a workshop with Carol Taylor, happens on Saturday from 1 till 3 at the D.M. Hunt Library. Register by calling 860-824-7424. A rabies vaccination clinic at the Dover Town Hall, sponsored by Dutchess County Department of Behavioral and Community Health and the SPCA, happens on the 27th from 8 a.m. till 12 noon at the Dover Town Hall. Online registration is required. DutchessCountySPCA.as.me/rabies clinic. The impact of technology, artificial intelligence, and data. Cornwall Conversations on Zoom with Ed Green and Professor Frederick Jenny on Saturday from 5 till 7 p.m. Registration is required at the Cornwall website. D.M. Hunt Library has a Zoom event. Author Paige Dickey on gardening and her new book, Uprooted. That'll be Sunday at 4 p.m. Register at huntlibrary.org or on the library's Facebook page. Our business brief is underwritten by Borgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 31,961.86, the NASDAQ at 13,597.97, and the S&P 500 at 3,925.43. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.